Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, thank you for a beautiful Sunday afternoon. I pray that everything that I say would be pleasing to you. And that everybody here would hear what you want them to hear this afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to look at your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So this past week, many of you started school, both elementary school, middle school, high school, and college all started school this week. And I remember when I was growing up that going to school, there was always the day that we always looked forward to. And it was a day that everybody looked forward to too. And that was the last day of school. I remember waking up on the last day of school, and it just seemed like the sun shined brighter that day. And I got to school as fast as possible, and I remember the excitement that went with the last day of school. I knew that our teachers would not have anything really to teach us, and everybody would just be relaxed. And my school friends and I would always be excited to talk about what we were planning to do during the summertime. The places we would go, the things we would do, maybe the trouble that we would get into. And there was always one word that went with the last day of school. And every kid knew the same word. And that word was freedom. Freedom. The last day of school. No more pencils. No more books. No more teachers' dirty looks. Freedom. And this past week, I was, as we were saying goodbye to our high school seniors who graduated this past year, I realized that they are college students now. They're college freshmen. And I remember a long time ago when I first started college, I remember how exciting it was to walk on campus, and there was just a lot of buzz. There's a lot of activity going on. I just moved into my dorm room and I was starting to make new friends. And then finally, sometime during that first day, I realized something. And I think every single freshman realized the same thing too. Freedom. We were free. We were free to eat cookies for breakfast. We could stay up late if we wanted. We could even jump on the bed.
我们甚至可以在床上蹦蹦跳跳。
But more importantly, we were free to study what we wanted.
最重要的是我们可以自由选择我们想要学什么。
Discover new things together.
我们可以和同学一起发现新的事物。
And really start to formulate who we were.
也开始形成我们的自己。
Freedom. And one of the big words that Americans talk about is freedom.
有一个很大的字眼，美国在美国用来形容自由的。
And every year we celebrate Independence Day, July 4th, and you know we have fireworks and barbecues.
那就是在美国独立纪念日，七月四号我们放烟火烧烤来庆祝。
And the big thing is freedom. Americans are really big on freedom.
那个字就是。
And that's what we're going to be talking about this afternoon, is freedom. And we're going to see what Jesus says about freedom to his to their people who are listening to him. But I'm going to give you a little preview. It's not really about the freedom that you get on the last day of school. It's not the freedom that you get on first day of college. And it's not the freedom that we have as Americans. Before we turn to our passage, I want to give you a little background. Jesus is in his earthly ministry. It's as he started to become more public and before he goes to the cross. And here Jesus is at the temple. And Jesus is talking to a bunch of Jewish people. And so, one thing to understand about the Jewish people is that they used to be slaves. If you're new to the Bible, they used to be slaves in Egypt to the Egyptians. And one of the biggest events in Israel's history is that God led them out of slavery.
在犹太历史中很重大的一件事，就是上帝领他们离开埃及为奴之地。And
so you can imagine you're one of these Jewish people in the crowd listening to Jesus.
那就想象一下，你就是这一群犹太人当中的一个，在听耶稣讲道。So
turn with me to Gospel of John.
我们翻到约翰福音。Gospel
of John chapter 8.
第8章。
If you're new to the Bible, the John is in the New Testament. It's kind of maybe, I don't know, maybe 80% into your Bible. There's four Gospels. Four books that talk about the life, the death, and resurrection of Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John chapter 8. We're going to read from verse 31. John 8:31, this is what the Bible says. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Jesus is saying basically that if you're following his teachings, then you're showing people that you're really his disciple. And then Jesus says something that's one of the most famous sayings of Jesus. Verse 32, he says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
那就是32节, 你们必晓得真理,真理必叫你们得以自由。
Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
你们必晓得真理,真理必叫你们得以自由。
Now, many of you have heard this verse before. This is something Jesus actually said.
很多的人,你们都听过这个经节,这是耶稣所说的一句话。
In fact, there are some schools, some universities that actually use this verse as their motto, their slogan.
事实上有很多的大学用这一句话作为他们的口号和标语。
In fact, I believe the University of Texas Tower has this verse, John 8:32, on its wall, on the tower itself. It says, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
我相信在UT的那个钟楼里面的墙上也刻了这句话，就是你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
And see, what these people think is that Jesus is talking about education.
很多人以为耶稣说这句话是有关教育的。
That somehow, that if you educate yourself and you get educated, that you will be free, that you're liberated somehow.
他们觉得如果你受了很好的教育，你就得以自由，就可以不受很多的捆绑。
And that's probably true, I guess, in some ways.
可能是这样吧。
But that, guess what? That's not what Jesus is talking about.
怎么样？但是不是耶稣所说的。
Let's read on.
那我们继续看。
Verse 33. They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants. We're Jewish people. And we have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?"
33节，他们回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有。
Now remember, hundreds of years before this, they were actually slaves to the Egyptians. And now, but now these people are very proud of being free.
记得在几百年以前,他们是在埃及为奴的。现在这些人非常的骄傲,觉得他们是自由的。
Jesus, how can you say this? We're not slaves to anybody.
他们说,耶稣,你怎么能这样说呢?
And then Jesus replies, verse 34, "I tell you the truth," and just a little pause for a minute. Whenever Jesus says, "I tell you the truth," or your Bible might say, "truly, truly," Jesus is about to say something really important.
当耶稣说,我实实在在告诉你们,实实在在这样,这就告诉你们,耶稣要说一个很重要的话。
So pay very close attention whenever Jesus says, "I tell you the truth." This is what he says. He says, "Everyone who sins is a slave to sin."
34节,耶稣回答说,我实实在在地告诉你们,所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
What Jesus is saying is that people who are living in their sin, in doing things and thinking things and wanting things that are contrary to God's nature, are slaves.
耶稣这里说的就是那些活在罪中,想着犯罪的事,计划的犯罪的事,做犯罪的事的人,就是活在罪中,做罪的奴仆的。
And some of you who have been around the Bible or around church for a long time, you realize Jesus is not, Jesus, when he says, "Everyone who sins," he's talking about everybody.
如果你在教会中有一段时间的话，你就知道，当耶稣说犯罪的人是所有犯罪的人。
Because we're all taught that everybody sins.
因为我们都被告知，世人都犯了罪。
Jesus is saying that if you have sin in your life, then you are a slave to it.
耶稣就是说,在你的生命当中有罪的话,那你就是罪的主。
That you have no choice but to sin.
因为,
Now, just a little bit of background. When people had slaves back then, they had them do all the dirtiest and lowliest tasks in the house. And slaves had to obey because they were slaves. They didn't have a choice. And Jesus is saying, hey, everybody is a slave to sin. Now some of you are thinking, Daniel, I know that what Jesus is saying is that everybody's a slave to sin. But don't we choose to sin? I mean, everything that I've done in terms of sin, I chose to do. I made a decision. But the Bible is very clear that everybody who sins has been born into sin, and we have this sinful nature in us. And we have no choice but to follow our sin. I heard a pastor put it this way once. He said, try being without sin for a week. And he said, you know, that sounds pretty hard, doesn't it? Try going a week without lying, cheating, or stealing. And everybody in the audience kind of nodded for a while. I think I can do that. But then he mentioned something that Jesus said earlier. He said, sin is not just the things that you do. It can be the things that you say. It can be the things that you think and the things that you want. And so he asks us again, try to go a week without thinking or wanting anything selfish or hateful. And he said, you know what, just try to go a day. Try to go an hour. And you start to realize how sinful we really are. Now, you might be wondering, Daniel, why are you up here giving us all this bad news? But Jesus goes on. That's not the end of the story, thank God, isn't it? Verse 35. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. Now back then they considered slaves part of the family. If they actually had family portraits, pictures back then, they would actually have the slave be part of the family picture. It's kind of like, you know how some people consider their dog or cat part of the family? But you know what? They're not really part of the family, are they? They're not really, really part of the family. I mean, honestly, come on. And so this is what Jesus says. A slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son does.
大家实实在在想那些狗狗猫猫实在不能算作是家庭的一员的。在这里耶稣是说在做奴仆的没有永久的在家里的这个位置，但是儿子确实有的。
Now back then a slave could be bought or sold or they could set the slave free.
在那个时代，因为奴隶可以买也可以卖，也可以让他自由。
You know who had the power? People in the family, people who were really part of the family, had the power to do that. They could set the slave free if they wanted.
这个家庭中真正的家庭成员有这样的权利权柄，可以把这个奴仆释放自由。
And this is why Jesus says what he's about to say. And this is probably the most important part of what we're looking at today. Verse 36.
就是耶稣真正的意思，然后就在36节当中。
So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
36节说，所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
And it doesn't take you long to realize who Jesus is talking to when he's talking about the Son.
应该不会花你们很长的时间意识到，当耶稣说儿子是指的谁了。
And here Jesus is, the Son of God, saying, I can set you free.
这里耶稣作为天父的儿子说，如果他叫我们得自由，我们就自由了。
And Jesus says, I have a way for you to be free from the slavery of sin.
耶稣告诉我们说，他有一条道路可以让我们从奴仆的境况中解救出来。
And what many of the people in the crowd didn't know, but we know now.
在当时的人群中，很多人是不明白的，但是我们现在是明白。
Is that Jesus was on his way to die on the cross for our sins.
因为耶稣就要上十字架为我们的罪死在上面。
Jesus, who lived a life without sin,
耶稣活了一个无罪的生活,
who wasn't a slave to sin,
他不是罪的奴仆,
yet took the penalty for our sins so that we could be free.
然而他为我们的罪付了刑罚，以致我们可以得自由。
And Jesus rose again on the third day, showing that he had power over death and that we could have new life.
而且耶稣在第三日复活，告诉我们他有权柄，让我们战胜死亡，可以让我们有一个新的生活。
And this is not temporary freedom.
这不是暂时的自由。
You know that freedom you feel on the last day of school?
你知道你在学期最后一天所感受到的自由。
It's really exciting, but after a while you realize it's temporary.
非常让你激动，但是过一会儿你会意识到那只是暂时的。
You're going to have to go back to school, you're going to have to go back to work.
你还是要回到学校，回到工作。
But here Jesus says, if the Son has set you free from sin, you are truly free, you are free indeed.
这里耶稣说，如果上帝的儿子让你自由，你们就真的自由了。
And you do not have to live your life as if you are a slave to sin anymore. And this is really important for you to understand this afternoon. Because I truly believe that many of us churchgoers are living our lives as if we are still slaves to sin.
我们这些常常去教会的人
Maybe there's somebody who has really hurt you, someone who betrayed you, made your life miserable. And you realize how hard it is to forgive this person. But if the Son has set you free, you are free indeed.
神的儿子让你得自由，你就是真的自由。
And you can forgive this person because of the freedom that Jesus gives you.
你可以原谅这个人，因为耶稣基督赐给你自由。
Maybe you know that God wants you to serve in a particular ministry or help out with something at church.
也许你知道上帝要你在教会中服事或者一个特别的项目上侍奉。
And you tell yourself, you know what, I'm not qualified enough. I have so many things in my life that I'm ashamed of. I have such a sinful life.
你可能会觉得说我生活当中有太多不好的行为，我实在是不合格。
But you know what? If the Son has set you free, you are free indeed.
然后你要知道如果神的儿子赐给你自由，你就是真自由了。
And you're free to go and serve in that ministry.
你是自由的，去那里自由的服侍。
Because Jesus Christ has turned your life around.
因为耶稣基督把你的生命改变过来。
Some of you might be thinking, Daniel, I know what Jesus is saying, and I've heard this before.
也许有些人会说，Daniel 牧师，我明白你先说什么，我以前也听过。
But I still have sin in my life. There's still things that I do and think and say that I know it is not pleasing to God.
可是在我生命中还是有很多的事，不管是我做的、我说的、我想的，还是不讨神喜悦的。
But if you're worried that you still have sin in your life,
如果你还在为你生活当中的这些罪担忧的话，
then I truly believe that you do have a relationship with God.
我实在的相信你与上帝有一个很好的关系。
Because it tells me that deep down inside, your deepest desire is to please God.
因为这个告诉我，在你内心的深处，你有一个很深的愿望要去讨神的喜悦。
And you do have the freedom not to sin.
这就意味着你实在是有不去犯罪的自由了。
You still will, and I still will.
我知道你还会犯罪，就像我还会犯罪一样。
Because our bodies have not been redeemed yet.
因为我们的身体还没有得赎。
And God puts us on a process that slowly we become more and more like Jesus.
上帝让我们在一个漫长的过程当中，成长会越来越像耶稣。
And He promises us that in the end we will be like Him, perfect.
在最终的时候，我们会像耶稣一样完全。
But right now we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect.
但是在现在我们都不完全。
And that's okay.
我也不完全。
However, your deepest desire, if you have a relationship with God, your deepest desire should be to please God.
如果你与神有一个好的关系，你内心最深的愿望就是要讨神的喜悦。
And there will be a struggle there, I promise you.
可以保证，一定会有挣扎的。
If the Son has set you free, you are free indeed.
那就是圣经说的，如果天父的儿子叫你们自由。
All of us, when we're born, we are slaves to sin.
我们所有的人在我们出生的时候，我们就是罪的奴仆。
And many people believe that it's just the things that you do.
很多的人以为，只是意味着我们所做的事情。
But it might be helpful for you to think about sin as kind of like a disease.
可能，对你会有帮助，如果你这样想。最好像就是一种疾病。
That is a condition that affects you that you can't control.
好，就是一种疾病，控制着你的身体，你又没有办法可以控制它。
But Jesus has the cure.
然而耶稣有治愈他的方法。
If the Son has set you free, you are free indeed.
如果天父的儿子叫你自由，你就真自由了。
And there's so many things.That we can do together to glorify God.
我们有太多的事情可以一起去做来荣耀神。
Can you imagine what it would be like if all of us together exercised our freedom from sin and lived to please God together?
大家可以想象吗？如果我们所有的人都一起从罪的奴仆当中解脱出来，一起做事来讨神的喜悦，是什么样的？
Can you imagine what you could do together as a church?
大家可以想象，如果我们整个教会都这样做，会是怎么样呢？
Can you imagine what you could do for this city?
如果我们整个城市都这样子。
Can you imagine what you could do for this country?
如果我们整个国家都如此行，会是怎么样？
Imagine what we.As a body of Christ can do for the world to impact the kingdom of God.
试想一下，我们 作为基督的身体可以对这个世界的影响所产生的作用 是怎么样的。
Over 200 years ago, the people who founded this country declared freedom.
在200多年以前这个国家的创始人宣告了这个国家的独立。
And they wrote something called the Declaration of Independence.
他们写下了独立宣言。
But more importantly, over 2,000 years ago,
更重要的是在2000年以前,
Jesus secured our freedom.
耶稣让我们的自由得到了保障。
All we have to do is believe, place our trust in Him.
我们所要做的就是相信他，把我们的信号建立在他身上。
And we can have true freedom.
我们就可以有真正的自由。
Will you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for your word. I pray that we would really live our lives with freedom.
谢谢天父赐我们话语，愿我们的生活能够真实得到自由。
I pray, Lord, that if there's anything in our lives that we know that we're ashamed of, would you show us that we are forgiven?
当我们意识到我们生命当中的那些罪恶的时候，主请你显示给我们看你让我们得以自由。
And as long as we place our trust in you, as long as we believe,
只要我们相信信靠你，
we can have eternal life, a relationship with you.
我们就可以有永生，有与你和好的关系。
And we can be set free from sin.
我们就可以从罪当中自由出来。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.